This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Jesus often spoke words of encouragement and affirmation. Consider John 21, where you find Jesus after his resurrection on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. Peter and some of the other disciples had spent the night fishing without catching anything. Then, early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they responded. He said, "Throw your net on the right side and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Gradually it dawned on the disciples that it was Jesus. When they got on shore, they found Jesus had built a fire with some fish on it, along with some bread. The first word of encouragement was addressing the discouraged fishermen as friends. They were discouraged and ambivalent because they didn't yet understand the new order of things and their relationship with the risen Lord. It doesn't say, but maybe they wanted to go back to their familiar world as fishermen. Jesus didn't say, "What do you think you're doing? Have you given up on your calling as disciples?" No, he called them friends. Then he identified with their frustration. Since he prepared a warm breakfast without their help, he could have just called them to shore. No, he helped them catch some fish, a whole lot of fish. When they got to shore, he asked them to bring some of their fish to add to the breakfast. What words of encouragement for unworthy disciples. Do you think they enjoyed that breakfast? I do. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.